T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Phillies start tomorrow. Big expectations and big enthusiasm for the coming season. Phillies certainly look loaded. Braves are loaded. Dodgers are loaded. Should be a heck of a campaign for the next 6, and we certainly hope and I think expect 7 months, and chronicling it over the next many months for us here at WIP, our announcer of Phillies baseball. Let's hear it from Mr. Scott Fransky, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Scott.
How are we doing?
How are you, pal? So, Scott, you've taken on this.
What a rousing ovation that was for
Scott. Well, they're a little further away.
You can't hear them.
So, Scott, what's a bigger challenge?
I never have the fans behind me.
That's
at a game when I'm announcing.
So, Scott, what's a bigger – like, you don't have the challenge of a bad baseball team this year. You did for a good stretch. The Phillies sort of struggled for about a decade. Announcing 6 months of a bad baseball team or trying to win – this free throw shooting contest, it's going to begin in a couple minutes.
The bad baseball announcing is way easier than trying to do this.
So, Scott, what signs you up for this? I mean, yeah, you're probably not going to win. I'm probably not going to win, but you lean in and have some fun.
Oh yeah, no, I'm all about having some fun. And
did you play?
No.
Good.
Never
good.
Played basketball.
That's one more that can't be
growing up.
I don't ever remember, maybe on one like Pee Wee YMCA team or something like that.
I think he's he's a closeted referee.
I used to every now and then play pickup basketball. I live around here. Yeah. Pickup basketball with some people right through the wall here.
Ooh.
At the gym over next door.
Yeah.
And maybe once I've been out here.
It's a great court.
Okay,
great
so you
court,
might have some
venue.
Familiarity with the rim.
Let's not go that far. Let's not go that far.
All right, so, Scott, let's talk about the Phils. It starts tomorrow. There's a lot to be, obviously, incredibly enthused about. What specifically is top of mind for you as the season's about to begin?
You know, I think health was a big thing. I look forward to seeing who Zach Wheeler becomes. I just think he's on the cusp of – I know he's been great. I think he can – he's trying to get better, and I think he will do it, which is a scary thought for the rest of the league. But
is it too late for him to make the Hall of Fame? Is he too old if he cranks it up for 4 or 5 more years?
Well,
I
don't know. I mean, there's certain guys that are pitching till
that's
they're
right.
40.
Verlander and Scherzer are most notable.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. If he takes care of himself, if his arm holds up, that's, you know, in a way that's Mother Nature. But, I mean, he works hard, and time will tell. But you know, the thing about the Hall of Fame is, because we get so interested in comparing players to some other player from years ago, there aren't many pitchers in the game today that are as good as Zach Wheeler. And I think, mm-hmm. for me, the Hall of Fame was always you dominate the era that you play in,
mm-hmm.
right? You do something in your era that matters, that is significant, that is outstanding.
That's why I thought Schilling should have made it.
You know, then you're a part of the conversation.
Yeah.
So, you know, bodies change, players change. Mm-hmm. The idea of what a shortstop is has changed dramatically.
Got
over
2-6-7
right?
guys right now.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it evolves over time. So, I'm looking forward to seeing what Wheeler can do.
How concerned should we be about Taiwan? The shoulder wonkiness.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Taiwan had some times last year when it was like, I just couldn't get loose, I didn't feel right, and then a couple of weeks later he's back to throwing, you know, 93-95. He's got to be able to get his velocity up there to have for that split to work, for that split to make a, you know, for there to be a significant enough difference. You know, I don't know, is it a big warning sign? I wouldn't think so, but you never know.
What do you think is the thing to get Ranger stretched out and pitch further? Regular season and where it matters most, postseason. I mean, he's so darn good, but he's often not given nearly as long as Wheeler and Nola. What do you make of that?
Well, I will say that, you know, the previous years he hasn't had the kind of spring, a healthy spring, and they've been really careful with him.
But shouldn't that be over by October? I mean, by the time October comes around, you would think he's grooved in.
You know, it's hard to say because in October, you I don't want to say you manage differently, but you do manage a little bit differently.
You do.
And you do manage your pitching staff a little bit differently. So, you know, he's another guy. I mean, those three guys have the potential to be as good as any trio in baseball, without a doubt. You know, Wheeler, Nola, Suarez. Has a chance to be really, really good.
Any knockoff on the Braves? I mean, they're formidable, obviously. Over 100 wins 2 years in a row. Do you think they go north of 100 again? And then
will the Braves go north of 100?
Yeah, and then how big a
they
challenge
could.
That is.
They're that good. But, you know, Strider, he's looked unbelievable, apparently, this spring.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a better opening day game than what we've got.
Yeah.
Wheeler, Strider.
It's awesome.
Are we two of the four best pitchers in baseball? Three best, whatever, you know?
Right. Yeah. You know, as far as everything that's going, you got two teams that are supposed to compete not only for the division, but for the National League crown, for the World Series. You've got two of the premier, like you said, two out of the four, maybe, you know, premier pitchers in baseball going head to head. I mean, really, it's a classic. It's a can't miss opening day, really.
Well, Scott, let me say this: we appreciate being here today.
Speaking of can't miss,
yes, or can miss. All right, so Scott will be competing. His first matchup, and probably his only matchup, will be against the great Villanova sharpshooter Harold Jensen.
All right, no chance.
Right. I love Fransky,
hammer
but,
over
but
here.
Come on here. I mean, Fransky versus Jensen. Who are we kidding? Scott, have some fun with it again. Thanks for donating your time. As we try to raise a lot of money today against the fight against cancer. Have a great next 7 months calling the action today.
Happy to be here. Thanks,
thank
guys.
You, Scott.
Yeah.
Thank
Scott
you.
Fransky with us here. We'll talk to some others here as they file in and we get ready for the free throw shooting to start soon. Let's go to the phones right now. Let's talk to Joe in Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Sounds like you're all having a good time out there, right?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know if you expect Coach Neptune to come by, but
I think he's here. I saw him in the back somewhere.
It's very disappointing to have none of our local teams, in the March Madness.
It is a bummer on the men's side. Yep, that's right. It's a big bummer.
And I'm one of the biggest Villanova fans in the Delaware Valley. I've been following them for like 60 years, and Joe, the last 2 years. The 22-23 season, they brought back four guys from the Final Four team, right? They
had now, to be fair, Moore was coming off the knee injury, and that was, you know, he was not at his full capacity.
An NBA player on that team also. They had Cam Whitmore, okay?
Yep.
He doesn't play the first six games due to the injury to his hand or dunked in the ball, all right? But I seen him in that season. The game's still on the line, and he has to hit on the bench, right?
Look, Joe. They got to pick. I get it, man. They got to pick it up. No one's going to deny that. And you know,
Brandon, you saw the kid from Oakland when they beat Kentucky. The kid shot 10 threes.
Yeah, Gokey. His name.
Oh, yeah, Gokey. Right. Yeah, Gokey.
They have a shooter like that on their team, Brandon Housen. Okay, and they haven't developed him. Neptune has him play in four-minute increments.
All right, Joe, we got you. We got a lot of people to get to here, man. Give me who or what owns something once a year.
I don't know if they've already said about a good Saint Nick, Santa Claus.
You got it, buddy. Joe, appreciate the phone call. All right, let's talk to our next guest. He's going to be shooting soon against the winner of Jack Fritz
he's geared
or
up.
Pat Carroll, which means that Michael Barkan will be competing against Pat Carroll. Good morning, Michael.
Pat Carroll.
Michael B.
What's up, Joe?
How are you, pal?
How are you?
Michael, you got a
morning.
You got a
good
shot out of the cannon this morning. I love it.
Hmm. So you look like you're all warmed up in advance, ready to go.
You look like you're about to be a motivational speaker.
You're pacing around here. Okay. Or are you
everybody
nervous?
First, some jumping jacks, okay? Look at this. Here's the thing. Last night,
I got home after talking. I talked to James. Mm-hmm. I talked to you. Yep. I was pumped up. I was a little bit nervous. I went out. I got the basketballs from the garage, deflated basketballs. They did not bounce. Okay? And I actually, so I started what are you looking at? Just softly into the net. The net had not been used in so long. The ball stayed.
It was crispy. The net. Crispy
took the
net.
Next one. Two balls stacked in the net. Got a rake. Popped them out. Then I paced off 15 feet. Do you know how long 15 feet is? You know,
15?
So yeah, I mean, I bricked all of them. You know? So then I pull up this morning and I see an ambulance on the side. Clear. Yeah. So was not not something.
Yeah, not for you. Just precautionary.
Well, Michael, yeah. Thanks for doing this today, man. We appreciate it. And feel free to go 2 out of 10 so I can keep advancing if you're
Pat
against me.
Pat Carroll, you got me up against Pat Carroll.
Either him or Fritz.
You call that legit? You think yeah. that's honest?
This was all out of a hat. We picked the names
go
up.
Against someone that's like 4-2.
By the way, the competition's about to begin. So for whoever's running it, and Michael, stay here with a second. But whoever's running it, I know we're going to get the shooting started soon.
Real quick, JoJo, real
yes,
quick.
Yes, Ava, hello.
Our last person will arrive, Mike yes. Quick. He's yep. listening probably in the car. Nice. 8:55 a.m., and I believe he's in the first round.
Great. But we right? can begin the rest of the first
yeah,
round.
Yeah, we can start the
it.
Other matches
yeah, let's
first.
Do it then.
Let's
all
go.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Michael, so Lurie spoke yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's my takeaway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great owner. But I didn't feel enough blood was spilled to signify the disaster that was the end of that season. Like, I get that he's going to have Sirianni's back. He made the decision to keep him. I get it. I respect it. I mean, I thought it was the wrong decision, but I get it. I mean, that stretch for 2.5 years was incredible until the collapse. But I didn't feel Lurie met the moment of the pain that we experienced in December and January. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think it's tough to do when you're in Orlando. You're at a distance from Philadelphia.
And 2 months later.
And 2 months later, yeah. that's the first thing. He looked good, though. He looked tan. He looked relaxed.
Well, that's when you buy a new yacht, Michael. You know, you get tan.
Exactly.
He's still a billionaire.
He's still a billionaire. Also, there were a lot of phrases saying, you know, I own the team, which I kind of stuck out in my head because if you're the leader and the owner, I don't know if you – we know you own the team.
Right.
And I understand why he's keeping Nick Sirianni, because he does own the team. He hired him relatively recently. And if you fire a guy after 3 years, what does that say about your choice in hiring him in the first place? So, and I also, you can't just discount 31-7, yeah. But you also have to look at, I think it's 3-10 following, something along those
what
lines.
What do you think the biggest problem? I mean, Michael, we love your post-game, pre-game on NBC Sports Philadelphia. We all have our theories on the biggest problem. What was it?
I think the biggest problem was the failure between Jalen Hurts and Brian Johnson, the offensive coordinator. I think for whatever reason, the two of them were not on the same page. I think the offensive coordinator is obviously hugely important yeah. in providing the game plan and making sure he understands that the quarterback knows what he wants done. And I understand that Jalen Hurts is a superstar. I think Jeffrey Lurie got that right. He's MVP quality. I think we're blessed to have him in this town. And I think that there was some kind of disconnect between those two guys. And then you throw in A.J. Brown, where he got his feathers ruffled along those lines. But when you look at what Nick Sirianni has done with regard to Jalen Hurts, with regard to A.J. Brown, with regard to Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown was a really, really, really good receiver. I would say he's a much better receiver now than he was when he was in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not throwing Nick Sirianni under the bus regarding that.
Well, how hot is Nick's seat?
As Barrett Brooks said last night on Bird's Huddle, it's white hot. It's white hot. I mean, it really is. How long, if they falter out of the gate or they have another subpar season, and let's face it, when you sputter into the playoffs, you lose your first game, that's terrible. Yeah. In today's NFL, you almost discount the 10-1 because of the way you finished. And I think that's fair to say. So I think his seat is very hot. Certainly, I don't think that there's anything that would make him, unless it was a complete bomb, go during the season. But everybody's watching.
I feel like going during the season is on the table.
It's in play.
Yeah.
I think Michael's right, a complete bomb. I mean, 3-5, they're not firing him.
Right.
One and seven, maybe.
Chip's the only one, right?
And but that wasn't even really.
No, it was. It was. But that's the only time he's done it, right? He's never done it otherwise, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But Chip was just for fun. You know.
I think it was. I think that's Lurie's way of saying, just remember who the boss is.
Yeah. Before the last season. No doubt.
You don't attend my Christmas party.
All right, Mike, let's do one more question here with you.
Joe, I've got to warm up.
Phillies.
Sakes, Joe.
Phillies.
Phillies.
Give me your enthusiasm for this.
I heard Howard last night on this very radio station say 107 wins. I was stunned.
Did he really?
He did.
Yeah, 107 I couldn't tell if he was serious.
He was serious. It says right here he was serious. I'm going to go 92, 93 wins. Yeah. But here's the thing. You know what a pachinko machine is, a pachinko game?
Sure.
They play it a lot in Japan. It's kind of like vertical pinball, and you pull down the plunger, and the ball goes up. It goes ding, 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 ding,
like
ding,
on
ding,
the
ding,
price ding, is right.
Exactly on the price right, yes.
Dollar values are doubled this round, John.
Plinko on the price is right.
Plinko, yeah, like Plinko. I think Major League Baseball is kind of like Plinko. And I really believe that if you get in, and the Phillies are evidence of this, if you get in, you can win it all, or at the very least, go to the World Series. And that's Plinko, and that's Major League Baseball. But I think the Phillies are going to play well enough to get in. I would love it if they won the division. I just want them to make it exciting and fun and dramatic, and I think they will.
Michael, thanks for being here.
I don't have time anymore, Joe.
Well, because you're going to lose to Harold Jensen in the second round. All right, let's go from Michael Bark. I'm sorry. I mean, facts are facts. From Michael Barkan to what I call a problem for me.
Because I hope so.
I just saw it. Now, I didn't see. He was shooting a little bit there. I only saw one shot, and I saw N'Kobe Dean at the very end there swish a three-pointer.
Oh, really?
And it's the only shot I saw him take. And he will be the competitor. N'Kobe, first off, hello, buddy. How are you, my man? N'Kobe Dean with us. He's on our free throw shooting contest. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Eagles linebacker N'Kobe Dean out here today.
Woo!
Got a great crowd out of Villanova. N'Kobe, how you been, man?
Hey, I've been good. Working.
Well, I hope you're not working on the free throw shooting.
No, I haven't.
Go ahead.
I haven't shot a basketball over like 10 months. So.
Good.
10 months.
Yeah.
Do you pride yourself as a good shooter?
Yes, I do.
Nice. Oh, that's what I want to hear.
That says a lot.
That's a quick answer.
I wasn't going to say no.
Would you say it's rare for a football player to be a good shooter of the basketball?
A shooter is a shooter.
There you go.
You're right. Shooter is a shooter.
Love it.
Oh, man.
You can shoot.
So, N'Kobe, we picked names out of a hat yesterday. So we got 20 competitors in this competition. Reminder, everyone can make a direct donation in the fight against cancer, which we're obviously here to support. The fight against cancer, phillycvc.org. That's the website, phillycvc.org, to make a direct donation. N'Kobe, we got 20 shooters in this. And yesterday, live on the show, we picked the 20 names out of a hat.
Right.
And you and me, we were back-to-back.
Okay.
So we are competing against each other.
Oh, man.
Which... Yeah, I'm thinking, oh man, too. The other way. The other way. Because I'm a pretty good shooter.
Well, you might be better than me.
I might be. Might not be. We're going to find out
soon. N'Kobe, are you losing confidence now? Like, don't get psyched out by this.
I'm giving him confidence.
Oh, look at that. That's right.
N'Kobe, you got to remember the thing about these big arenas. major depth perception issues. Like, it's not like a backyard where
you
got
now?
A basket with a backboard. Like, these are opaque backboards. You see the stands. You see the fan. It throws your eyes off. Where's the rim? Where's
this guy played in front of 100,000 people in college? Are you trying to psych him out right now? Is that what's happening?
I just want you to remember that. Yeah. I just want you to remember that.
No, I just think he's about the rim. Ain't nobody but me in the rim.
All right, a couple. Let's do one or two Eagles questions here. So, free agency, the bulk of it done, not totally done, but most of it done. The draft next month. Obviously, you guys will be cranking up in the coming months. What's your outlook for, you know, the many months up ahead, and for you, obviously, entering what will be your third year?
Oh yeah, just getting with the team, getting with the new coaches, getting with the new staff, and just working basically, getting with the new guys. I'm excited for everybody to come. With OTA is starting next 3 weeks?
Soon, yeah.
3 weeks. So just excited to get back with all the guys. I've been in Philly the whole time.
How much will you be around for the OTAs and the off-season program?
I'm here.
Nice. Oh, that's great.
I'm here. I've been in Philly. I'm going to be here. So.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Well, John, yes. John played for the Raiders and the Eagles, and, you know, John put the work. It had to be incredibly frustrating to get injured so early.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Never been hurt.
How do you
during
feel?
The season. Feel good.
Now.
Feel good. Yeah, yeah. I've been the staff, training staff up at the facility, been doing great with me. We've been working 5 days a week, so. Time to go.
That's
buddy.
Beautiful.
Well, Nakobe, we appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Obviously helping support the fight against cancer. I will slip you a 20 if I have to. I missed a couple shots. So, Nakobe, thanks so much, my man.
Definitely.
So, hold on. What's the lay of the land? You guys both shoot 10, right? Is it 10 shots?
10 shots.
What do you expect to make out of 10, Nakobe?
I expect to make 10 out of 10.
Yeah. What an answer.
I'm not
all right. Okay, I expect to make 8 out of 10, and I don't think Nakobe's going to shoot 10 out of 10. Nakobe's going to shoot 7 out of 10. I shoot 8 out of 10. Survive in advance, I win.
Even if I shoot 1 out of 10, my confidence won't waver.
I love that.
All right, college football national champion Nakobe Dean. Nakobe, thanks, pal.
Thank you.
Take it easy on me, man, please. Take it easy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.